Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because I'll be giving away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show. Two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza. The other is in Oxnard at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is searching. Each of my guests will explain searching for his or her topic, whether it's searching on the internet, searching for sustainable environment, or searching for money. My first guest is the CEO of Findability Group, a nationally recognized internet consulting company. She'll give us the easy, non-technical approach to internet marketing from her book, The Findability Formula. My second guest is a college professor at Pace University in New York and an environmental activist. He searched for and has found the solutions to the capitalist ecology crisis. We'll discuss his book, Ecology and Socialism. My third guest is a top financial coach to young Americans. He'll describe his search for financial freedom and explain his system for college students and young professionals to get loaded from his book of the same name. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you just want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Heather Lutz, is a nationally recognized internet marketing speaker, trainer, and consultant in search engine marketing, including SEO, paid search, and social media marketing findability. Heather began her internet career as a web designer and then became a paid search manager at a large .com in Denver, Colorado, where she was responsible for a multi-million dollar paid search budget. In July of 2000, Heather founded the Findability Group in response to all of the website owners who had paid for websites that weren't performing. Her 15-employee agency specializes in customized search marketing solutions in pay-per-click, SEO, and social media marketing. Heather says that if she hears, "If you build it, they will come," one more time, she was about ready to scream. Because of that, it just isn't true. People didn't automatically come to a website. You had to figure out how to get them there. Joining us from Denver and telling us how we can get people to our websites. Hi, Heather. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill.
Well, hi. Thanks for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I want to just start out with the title of your book. Your book is the Findability Formula. So define for us, what is findability on the internet? Because the internet is this vast thing. How does one get found on the internet?
Great question. We often try to think of it as world domination by keyword phrase. And you know, and businesses often think about it as their own website. And what I'd like to have business owners think about specifically is that, you know, it's about what the searcher needs to find when they need to find it. It's not about their website, how gorgeous it's built, the mission statement, the flashy logo, and the music that plays in the background. It's about showing up when people need them based on very specific keyword phrases. And so what we do here at Findability Group is we train companies and do consulting work for companies that gets them to connect with these long-tail keyword phrases. So the longer the phrase they put in Google, whether it be one, two, three, four keywords in length, the warmer they are and the more ready to buy they are. And how do we access that information so we can leverage it for our businesses?
Well, we're going to come to that because you've got a different approach to looking at things, which I liked very much in your book. But before we do, help us to differentiate between paid search and organic search, because I had a guest earlier, Vanessa Fox, and she said that searchers click on organic results from organic search 85% of the time. That's an astounding number to me because so many companies are spending money on paid search for only a 15% chance of being clicked through.
Well, here's the deal, is that, yes, Vanessa's right, and I know Vanessa. She and I speak at a lot of the same conferences. Yes, people have the misconception that paid search ads are less valid. So when they come to a search result, they'll see those shaded ads at the top. Those are the paid search listings. Those usually are at the top and down the side. What another important point is 86% of people who come to that first page never scroll down.
Right.
Now, there's only two organic or natural listings that are there without scrolling down. I mean, why would Google give that kind of real estate when people don't scroll down and they're almost their entire evaluation as a company is based on AdWords, that's paid search. So I worked at Yahoo Search Marketing for a number of years. I trained advertisers, big advertisers, on how to spend their money correctly. And what we learned during that time period is that paid search does not get the first click. What paid search gets is the second and tertiary clicks because they got a poor organic experience when they clicked on the organic ad. They hit the back button. They reconsider their options.
I see.
And that's where it becomes compelling.
All right.
Not on the first click, but on the second, third, and fourth click opportunity.
All right, and that's important to learn. All right, and that is very important when it comes to budgeting and bidding for keywords as well. And I want to come back and touch on that in just a minute.
Sure.
But what I really liked about your book is your approach differentiates between the three stages of internet buying. And I never had thought of this before I read your book, that there are really three stages anybody going on the internet is going to be looking for, whether it's a product or a service or even information.
Right.
The first step is I want to find information about it. The second step, now that I have the information, I'm shopping around at the various vendors that have this. And then finally, the purchasing decision. So differentiate for me, first of all, how did you come up with those three classifications? And then talk to me about good clicks and bad clicks in relationship to finding information, shopping, and purchasing.
Sure. So really, this is not my invention. This is something that we studied and actually educated when I was working at Yahoo Search Marketing. And but I've taken this to a whole new level. And what I've done is trying to break down people's perception of their website. I mean, how many websites have you seen that says about us, testimonials, contact us, and services? And those, when you're speaking to a robot like Google, the problem is that you're not trying to get ranked under the word services. You're not trying to get ranked under the word testimonials. Google sees your website that way because it's a non-thinking robot.
Uh-huh.
It just takes the content and indexes the content. So When a buying cycle shows up and you really can start thinking about, you know, what do they start with? So they may start with a word like television. Television is a very generic word. We call those Super Bowl keywords. Super high cost, super high competition, very low conversion rate. So if you're thinking about you're in marketing and, oh my gosh, I got to rank under the word marketing or I got to rank under the word television, those one keyword phrases, they're ego-based keywords, meaning that as a company, you want to get in front of 500,000 searches. You think that's going to change your business, right? It's going to be the one thing that's going to boost your business over the revenue mark that you're looking for. But that's absolutely opposite of traditional marketing. So traditional marketing has taught us that billboard ads and radio and newspaper, right? It's about getting in front of the most amount of listeners or most amount of readers. And then you're going to, a percentage of those people are going to want what you have to offer. And in a search experience, that's just not true. They're going to go in there, they're going to type exactly what they want in exactly the way they want it. And they're hoping that Google is going to somehow match them with a website that speaks to that offering or that need. And so the buying cycle is really about, let's not waste our money on these one keyword phrases, which is really what we see bar none across every single company we've ever talked to. They are thinking about bidding on the word marketing or television. Huge waste of money, no return.
Uh-huh.
So let's go farther down the buying cycle. Let's look at shopping phrases where I'm adding in makes and models and problems and specific modifying criteria onto my search phrases. So I know that as I keep adding more and more specific criteria onto my phrase, I get better and better search results back. Whoever dominates that page for me wins. because I only care about what shows up for me. And whoever gets the most amount of search result pages or the most amount of search result listings on that first page wins my attention, wins my click. Now, the trick here is to find your sweet spot of keyword phrases. So that's between shopping and purchasing. There's a sweet spot that sits right in between shopping and purchasing. And that's when you want to add your company into consideration. There's a fantastic tool that we talk extensively about in the book called the Keyword Tool. If you go to Google.com, just type in Keyword Tool into Google. The first organic listing that pops up is the Google AdWords Keyword Tool. This is like popping open the hood on Google and seeing every search query in the last year, and on average by the last 12 months, and the last month. So when you're building your new website, and this is what we're spending a ridiculous time doing in our agency, is re-educating business owners about how people search and how to optimize your website based on these purchasing keywords.
All right. My guest is Heather Lutz. She's the author of the book, The Findability Formula. And so, Heather, that does bring us to the keyword discovery process. Take us through it. And let's just use my show as an example. All right. A brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I'm not selling a product. I'm selling information. How would I use the keyword tool that you talked about with Google to find the optimum keywords for me?
Right. So say if we were going to be searching for radio show, or maybe you were looking selling for advertising for the radio show, right?
Right.
So, and you're like, you know what? What would be the best demographic or the best way to phrase that? There's a million ways you could call it ads. You could call it marketing. You could call it, radio ads. You could call it radio marketing. There's a million different nuances of how someone might say or search for that phrase. So, like I said, you want to go to Google, type in keyword tool into Google. The first organic listing comes up. Click on that. I'm going to put right now radio marketing into
right.
that tool.
Okay.
And then we're going to separate ourselves from what you think, because you're very close to your own material, right? I mean, every business owner I've ever met thinks they know exactly how people search for them. And I'd say 99% of the time they're wrong. And I think because we are so close to our own love of what we do, and we know all about the nuances and the acronyms and the specific kinds of phrases that we use in our own business, that we forget about how people might search outside of that. So radio marketing has low competition, okay? So it gets 9,900 searches a month on average over the last year. And it got 3,600 searches last month, because there's seasonality that shows up too. Sometimes you'll have high seasons. Do you have seasonality in your in your show? We have more interest than others for advertising?
Yes, we do. And typically it will crop up around the holidays. So that's very common.
Yeah. So you can actually look at trending in this and see when are the high points, when are the low points, and, you know, adjust accordingly. So what we do is, how do I get world domination by keyword phrase? Well, I'm going to look for the longest keyword phrase, so 3, 4, 5 keyword phrases in length. And a recent study by SEO Moz just came out, and it said 4 keyword phrases in length has a 40% conversion rate.
Wow.
So when they get to your website and you capture them at 4 keywords in length, what we like to call them is yes opportunities. Yes, I would love to subscribe to your newsletter. Yes, I would love to watch your video. Yes, I would love to follow you on Facebook. And ultimately, the ultimate yes, right, would be a contact form to actually be, do advertising on your radio show. So as I look down this, I can see that there are search volume for radio station marketing, radio marketing plan, radio advertisements. Now, radio advertisements got 40,000 searches globally on average by month, and 22,000 searches last month.
Wow.
Now, at 2 keyword phrases, what kind of keyword do you think that might be, Bill?
What kind
of information, shopping or purchasing?
Well, that's going to be information at that point, right?
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes 2 keyword phrases can really present themselves as informational. But you get so attached to the 40,000 number. Oh, my God, 40,000 people are searching for that phrase a month times 12. You get kind of like intoxicated by the number.
Sure.
And then you put all your marketing dollar into that, right? You give Google your credit card and you say, okay, go at it, right? Show me into that keyword. And you don't get the return. And then you think that Google advertising is a ridiculous waste of time and effort. It wasn't Google. It was the keyword selection.
All right. That's an important differentiation to make. So three, four, and five-word keyword phrases help to increase your conversion rate, and it helps to keep your cost down as well. So talk to me about then the bidding and budgeting process. So let's say I find a four-word phrase that fits me, and it's just ideally suited for me. Now, how do I go about budgeting, and how do I go about bidding on that four-word phrase?
That's great. Great question. What you want to do is, first of all, collect those purchasing keywords, and I would suggest you do about 10 to 20. You want to think of pay-per-click as being a laboratory of keyword testing. The great thing about paid search is you can throw a lot of keywords out into play, and you can see which keyword phrases show up for you as conversions on your website or yeses, and which ones are just duds, because you don't really know. I mean, we're making blind decisions based on numbers, right? And we're using some good theory to select longer keyword phrases because we know they convert, but we don't know what really resonates on your website once they get there. So we're gonna pick out a group of keyword phrases that are longer tail in nature. We're going to put them into a search marketing budget. Now, what Google's going to do is they're going to give you a recommended daily budget. And this recommended daily budget is if I show your ad 100% of the time in a 24-hour time period. Now, think about your own behavior. I want to be here to pick up the phone when someone calls. Do I really want to show my paid ad at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm not in the office?
Right.
So the next big step is, once you've gotten your keywords, is setting up the specific parameters around how to control that traffic so that you pay, you're only paying for clicks that are during business hours and are highly qualified. So you're, if you think about it as a net, right, how big are the holes in your net? We're trying to make the holes as small as possible to still catch the good fish, but all the other wasted energy just never gets caught in the net.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, Heather, how do you do it by specific times of the day? That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's called day part bidding, and it's been around forever. And you could just go in there and say, here's my ads, right? Here's my keywords. Only show these at from 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. You could even go as you know, for you, you could even limit it just for the area around your radio station if you wanted to. I mean, the geographic and the day part bidding is very, very hyper sensitive. You can set it up to, you know, two blocks outside your door if you wanted to. So it's ridiculously controllable that way. And I think a lot of people don't understand that about paid search, that it is ridiculously infinite in how you can control who sees the ads and when.
That is great. My guest has been Heather Lutz, author of the book, The Findability Formula, The Easy Non-Technical Approach to Search Engine Marketing. Heather, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Findability Formula?
Well, first of all, I would love for them to understand that this is a holistic approach. You want to look at paid search, SEO, and social media as a way to dominate. Remember, world domination by keyword phrase. And once you establish those keywords, what other tools can I use? I mean, pay-per-click is only one in our three-pronged approach. And if you use keywords in SEO, you use the right keywords in pay-per-click and the right keywords in your social media, which is my next book, by the way, that comes out November 18th, is Thumbonomics.
Oh.
That talks all about how to treat social media sites like search engines. And so be holistic in your thinking as a business owner. Don't just think one way is the right way. And we have a ton of resources on our website, which is findability.com. I encourage people to come and see what they can learn and be smart about how you spend your marketing dollars, especially now when every dollar counts so much.
So true, and great advice. My guest has been Heather Lutz, author of the book, The Findability Formula, The Easy Non-Technical Approach to Search Engine Marketing. And Heather, in case people didn't get it, would you give your URL again so if people want to learn more about you, learn more about your services, they can find you?
The book is available on Amazon. Just type in Findability. You'll find it. There, it's there. It's also at findability.com.
findability.com. Heather, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.